I reach into my handbag for another purple heart, my black patent leather handbag that I have filled with everything I need to take me away from here and into my new life. I have £27.10 in my brown plastic purse, the diary I got from the bookies with all my secret numbers, my powder compactor, my tissues, my cigarettes, but one thing missing, a picture of her. Her who I left sleeping in her cot. How would you like a new mammy, bonnie lass? This one has never done you any good after all. A prayer that she will never see what I have seen, never be what I have been. Her who I left sleeping while her daddy snored next door, while I stole away on a bus down the long avenue, the avenue with all the trees, where I knew men and they knew me, took me to their parties and made a fool out of me, stripped me and slapped me and snapped me. My heart constricts with rage as the speed hits home, tightness in my chest as I remember that big house on Union Square, the man in the gorilla suit fucking me senseless to an audience of the great and good, staring at me from a minstrel's gallery with fucking masks on their faces and diamonds in their hair, laughing and laughing as he grinded and grinded, the scream in my throat that wouldn't come out, stuck there, lodged there for all time. I flit through the trees where everyone's on their knees to another big house up in Kensington, and men dressed as women and women dressed as men, women with harnesses strapped around their waists, with big fucking dildos strapped around their waists, fucking me and sucking me, and cameras out, taking it all down. Flashbang wallet, what a picture, what a photograph. Ernie in his studio. That dingy old house in Westbourne Grove, taking yet more for the family album. Snapping away until there is nothing of me left. Nothing but the shell of a woman taking purple hearts from a big black patent leather handbag. Me on my way to Shepherd's Bush Market, to the night coffee stand where he said he would meet me. He will take me away from all of this. Make me a proper woman again. We're going to live in Mortlake, he said. In a big house there, a proper house, with a stream running through the back garden, with water to wash all the sins away, all the many sins that stain my 30 years on this earth. My halo a flashbulb, and I get off the bus, and I walk down Shepherd's Bush Green, my black leather court shoes clacking on the pavement, my best shoes, most demure shoes, and I cross the road down the Goldfork Road, towards the market, towards the nightstand where I know he is waiting to take me away from this, my aching body and my vacant soul. I see him leaned up against his car, lighting a cigarette, cupping his hands to shelter the flame, big sheepskin coat against the cold of the night. And as I do, another car pulls up next to me, and a fairground organ starts to play a distorted melody, like it's coming up through water, for water to wash my sins away. I look and I see a long black car, and in the back seat there are two women staring at me, but there's something wrong with them. Their heads are on at funny angles, but they're staring at me and staring at me. This woman with the blue and white striped summer dress, this woman in the mustard yellow, and their eyes are round and their mouths are round, and I try and look away from them. Look to the front of the car instead, but the front seat is empty. There is no one there. This car is driving itself. And I open my mouth and the long black car pulls away fast, leaving me there on the corner of Goldhawk Road. Leaving me there with him. Him who smiles by the light of the flame that ignites his cigarette, illuminates something moving in the back seat of his car. He who comes walking towards me and an alarm bell starts ringing, screaming, danger, danger. And then alarm bell starts ringing, screaming, danger, danger.